Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
You are nothing but a hypocritical ginger witch.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, Eric Slamilton Hamilton, and the Vince Puppet.
And the Vince Puppet getting it right in there.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is a thick Yeti.
I can fit all of it.
Yeah, there he is.
Wow. Yeah. That's good. A puppet made the main show before Josh.
That's wow.
He's officially the fourth man.
Josh has been on the main show. It's just been a long time.
Yeah, but we quickly remedied that.
Is he? He's the fourth man!
Yeah.
Oh, nope, never mind. We made a terrible error.
Yeah.
Well, you can only hear or see Josh on the What's Wrong With Wrestling Patreon. So,
wow. Yeah. You have to pay to see Josh.
That's,
I know, right?
Technically, that's
we should
true.
We should not repeat that again.
Ever. You pay for our content, and then we give you Josh as a bonus.
He's our Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.
I recently told him, I said, you're the funniest, like, you're the funniest accidentally funny person I've ever met.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So
sure. Most of the time, it's you setting him up for hilarity.
Sure.
Like when you play that music for him.
That's
when he
true,
starts
yes.
talking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
Next time when it's that. His turn to talk on the AEW, say, okay, it's time for Reese's Pieces.
There you go. That's his music for Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Feces.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces, boy.
We have SmackDown to cover. We have Raw to cover.
Yep.
Things are happening.
Sure.
In WWE.
Oh,
things.
Wow.
News. Rumors. A new rumor song.
Oh, don't fast forward.
Wink.
You'll
wink.
Get there.
Yeah.
Chill out. Relax.
Be patient.
Yeah. Don't fast forward into the show.
Right.
You'll hear it.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Relax.
All right, welcome back. First we need to thank a couple new patrons.
Patrons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, nice shirt there, Eric.
Yeah.
What awesome guy got you that?
Was this the one you got me?
You fucking piece
of
shit.
Or did Vince Puppet get
you
me this
stupid
one?
Schmuck.
My shirt was better. You wear his first.
You know how much that shirt cost me?
Did you wear
me?
Mine last week? Oh, shit. Thank
cost
you.
Me $22.
Did it really?
Shit. Oh, you got a sale then.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So thank you to Ethan. And thank you to Matt Johns, especially because he did a year sub.
Sub it.
Yeah.
Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's only $5 a month. You can cancel any time. Try it out if you never have. We have weekly AEW recaps, all the pay-per-views. You know, we got Fastlane.
Yes.
In like a week and a half.
We do.
So many brackets, classic recaps. We did a special couple of bonus podcasts this past week where we covered all the recent releases from the WWE, Matt Riddle, Dolph Ziggler, a lot more. And then we also did a classic episode of SmackDown from 2001.
Classic.
Yeah, classic.
Instant classic.
It's the episode of SmackDown and that is arguably,
wow.
I cannot say that word.
Hey there,
hit
Josh.
Hit the Josh. Okay, what was it, Eric? What was that?
So a lot of fans say that this could be the greatest ending to any SmackDown ever.
Yeah. See, Josh Reese is contagious.
It is.
You sit in his chair.
He uses my headphones. I know he does.
Eric, he refused to talk when you turned on Josh's music.
I know.
Eric's like,
wait a second. I watched the show, and I know what this is.
You also spit in the same microphone, so
if you ever
the bacteria from there gets on your lips, and then you have Josh's voice.
Well, I don't put my mouth on. I'm not.
Doesn't matter.
He only does it half the time.
Bacteria is in the air, Eric. Yeah. Josh's bacteria is in the air.
Now we know if you want Eric to stop talking, just start playing Josh's music.
Wow. That.
Oh,
ouch,
good.
Baby.
Embrace it.
Very ouch.
Once again, that's patreon.com/ what's wrong with wrestling.
Yeah.
And if you do
arguably the best place.
Oh, hit the music.
To pay
Joe's
for
being a fucking idiot.
Arguably the best place to find our Patreon.
Yeah.
They say.
Arguably.
That's the you can't talk button, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Also, you can get a thanks, guys, t-shirt at bonfire.com/ thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you know
guys.
Who we're talking about. It's an amazing t-shirt.
It is.
We love it. It comes in black, green, or yellow.
Yeah.
So go check it out. Order one today.
Get yours. Or tomorrow, but probably today.
No, right now. All right, so SmackDown opens with the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Yep.
John Cena.
What? Yeah.
The GOAT.
John Cena.
What?
The GOAT.
Yeah, sure. The GOAT.
The GOAT.
For maybe like a brief moment in time.
Yeah. No, didn't he like voice a goat on some children's animated show?
Yes.
He was the GOAT.
Yes. He was the GOAT, right? Yeah.
So Cena had a funny response because he was getting what chance early on?
Right.
Take a listen.
I've been a talk show guest. I've been a host. I've been a backstage correspondent. I've been a referee. An official. A figure who enforces the rules during a match. I'm out. That's all. You guys win.
What? Uh-huh. He is the greatest of all time.
He really is. Wins.
Yeah.
Cena says he doesn't want to be a host or a ref anymore. He came back to WWE because he wants a match, and he wants a match tonight.
Oh.
He also says, I'm angry at the bloodline and I need a partner. And I found one and he's a phenomenal partner.
Otis.
So out walks AJ Styles and he says, bloodline, you want some? Come get some.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa come out. They hop on the apron. But then they jump back down to the floor and leave.
Remember when people used to call out the bloodline and like both Usos and Solo and Sammy and Heyman and sometimes Roman would
sometimes,
come out?
Yeah, sometimes.
And now you call out the bloodline and you get Jimmy and Solo.
Crickets.
Yeah. For sure. Oh my God, yeah.
That was crickets.
Yeah. Yeah. What? It's done.
It's over.
Just stop. It's dead.
It doesn't make any sense anymore.
No.
Why did Jimmy do everything he did? Where are we at?
Where's Roman?
Like, if Roman never shows up, there's no bloodline.
Correct.
Like, imagine the Four Horsemen, but, like, Rick's never there.
Right. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
That's a horrible horseman.
Right. You're stuck with Dean Malenko, Mongo, and Arn.
DX with no Sean or Hunter.
Yeah.
Right.
What the fuck is going on?
X-Pac.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that setting, I would hate him. So I get it now.
Yeah. Thank you.
So backstage, Adam Pearce tells Cena and Styles that he has to talk to Paul Heyman to try to make the tag team match that's for nothing official.
Right.
And even Cena's like, what?
Why?
Why?
Is Paul Heyman the new GM?
I don't know. It's just anything bloodline related has to go through Heyman and it has to get approved. I guess they all have these ironclad contracts that Big Show was talking about.
No, just
15
Roman.
Years ago.
Roman said, anything bloodline, I have to approve it. And Vince was like, yeah.
Meanwhile, John Cena is taking the Seth approach. Mm-hmm. You know, he's all riled up.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, and they had microphone issues, so it was echoing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds cool. It's like you're in surround sound.
Right.
Surround
sound bullshit.
Pierce gives Heyman a contract for the tag match, but Heyman says the tag match will not happen tonight. But Jimmy says they will be in the ring later to sign the contract. A contract signing.
For a
tag team match that's not for tag titles. It's just a match. I guess just because it's John Cena, it's a big deal.
So because he could have just signed it and it was done right then and there.
Yes. Sure.
Let's go to the ring and do it.
Right.
Then Heyman tells Jimmy that decisions like that need to be approved by the tribal chief. as if Jimmy doesn't know this.
Right.
He's been in the bloodline for a while. Mm-hmm. Jimmy leaves, and then Solo looks at his thumb and says, after tonight, there won't be anybody left to fight us at Fastlane. And then Heyman pulls his pants down and bends over.
Yeah.
As they fade out.
Right. We have a button for that, too.
That's right, Heyman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he likes it.
He's like, soon. Soon, my
Heyman's pet. Like, Heyman's like, my home.
It was really gross because later when they came out the end of SmackDown, his thumb was all brown.
Yeah.
It was fucking it was disgusting. I know.
That's enough.
And then he licked it.
Ah, right.
Okay.
And then Heyman ate it.
Oh.
Oh.
So, next up, we've got.
Puke here in this area.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm gonna puke. I'm gonna come. Wait. Joe's gonna. He's gonna puke.
And the whole time Draws in that video is going like,
he's trying to, and he can't.
Vince is like,
Is trying to egg him on. Do it. Do it.
Do it, you dumb son of a bitch. It's
fucking disgusting.
All right.
Do it, clown.
R.I.P. Draws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar versus the Street Profits.
Sure.
Yeah. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits walk out as super baby faces again.
Again.
Even though last week,
Eric
and I covered this, last week they were heels. Yes.
They beat the shit out of
the loser world order.
They're two fans that win a contest every week.
Yes.
Get to hang out with them.
And then Rey and Santos, they beat all of them up.
Dawkins punched Rey square in the face.
And last week we were like, oh, okay, I guess they're heels.
Okay.
Well, now they come out, they're baby faces again.
What?
Yeah.
And we talked about Josh earlier. They have to be the most transfacial wrestlers of all time.
Maybe of all time.
They turn more than Big Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So Rey went for his sliding splash on the floor, but Dawkins pulled Ford out of the way.
Yeah.
Then Escobar gave Ford a Hurricane Rana off the top rope. That was very nice.
Very nice.
Rey went for a 619, but Dawkins countered with the Aurora Slam.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Titus O'Neil. Then Lashley slammed Rey on the apron while the ref wasn't looking.
So
heels again? They just turned again?
Lashley, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Dawkins looked upset that Lashley did that.
Yeah.
And Lashley's like, as if they haven't cheated before or done anything heel yet.
Yeah.
You just beat up random tag teams.
He told you, he's like, go hurt them. And you're like, okay, boss.
Yeah,
boss. Last week.
So Dawkins picks up Rey, but Rey countered and he won the match. How did he win the match? Do you really have to ask?
Countered.
He countered with a...
Inevitable.
Hold on. It's not working. Wait.
Inevitable.
Hold on. What? It's not... Roll up!
Oh.
Yeah.
There it is. So then backstage, you have
backstage, Lashley tells Ford and Dawkins that he wants the suits and watches back.
Right. What is he, Tony Stark and they're Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Yes. And he says he's going to find someone who can win.
And that also fits in these exact suits.
Yes.
Because I don't want to buy more.
Usually when a faction is kind of nearing its end, you do this. You do this kind of shit.
Right.
These guys just got together.
They haven't.
And they super suck.
They haven't even officially started.
By the way, did they actually ever say their name?
No.
There's no name.
I saw on a WWE posting, is the Hurt Business dead? I'm like, wait, you're calling it the Hurt Business?
Street Business.
So what is it then? Yeah.
No, they never called themselves the Hurt Business.
You can't be dead if you were never alive.
Right. What are they doing? What are they doing?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, they're slow playing it to where Ford and Dawkins are going to have to, there's going to be a backstage segment where they just throw away the cups. Like, they're like, hey, I think we have to do this. And they throw all the solo cups in the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have to change their music.
Yeah. Then they got to beat up, like, some, like, guy who's like, hey, you should be recycling those.
And they come to the ring and they go, we just have one thing to say. All of you suck. Boo.
You turned on us.
That's it. That's it.
That bullshit excuse.
Yeah. You turned on us.
Literally untrue.
We loved you and then you guys didn't love us back.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Also, the bigger question about all of this.
Oh.
Bobby Lashley is he's just a manager now.
Yes.
He doesn't wrestle anymore.
Well, he's trying to get his guys over. He doesn't need it. He
doesn't wrestle anymore.
Nah. I mean,
why?
Is that such a bad thing?
When's his last wrestling match? I think it was like WrestleMania.
Mm. This past one?
No, wait. He didn't even have a match at WrestleMania. That's right. So, I mean, he hasn't had a match in a long fucking time.
Wasn't he put in the SmackDown Battle Royal?
No, he wasn't.
No, he did win it.
No.
He was supposed to fight Bray.
Right.
That didn't happen. He won the Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I thought so.
He did?
He won the Andre the Giant trophy.
On the SmackDown WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
As a
but
face.
Still, it's like, I don't know what's happening. You have a guy that does this. He did it for you.
Right.
His name was MVP. He wasn't half bad.
Right.
And where is he? He's backstage.
He's
just waiting to go right. on.
Yeah. MVP.
Where the hell have you been?
Sure. Right.
Next up, we have a video promo from Isle of Dawn and Alba Fire. Speaking of them, by the way.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah. Right. Well, when you get embarrassed
and
by Ronda and Shayna.
It's funny because I've been saying that the women's tag division is cursed. And in this video, they take credit for cursing the women's tag division.
Right.
Because, someone should.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got.
Because they have voodoo dolls.
Right.
So they're like, who do you think did that? Huh? And it's like, all right, that's kind of clever. Sure.
I mean, you got to give them credit. They're turning chicken shit into chicken shit salad.
I guess if I had to eat fair. It, it'd be that's better fair. As a fair. Salad.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a little mayo on it.
Some mayo.
Oh,
cut up a pickle.
Oh, who's being gross now?
All right. How about ranch? I can get through it if it's ranch.
I guess.
Okay.
I could probably get through anything with
well,
ranch on it.
Now I know what I'm making for Fastlane.
Bacon is a bacon.
Chicken shit with ranch salad.
Chicken shit bacon ranch sandwich.
Yeah.
Bacon like, bacon is strong as well. It could overpower
yeah.
the shit.
Take yeah. out the shit and what do you have? You have a lot of great
chicken.
Words. And bacon. And ranch. When is Fastlane?
All right, so.
I'm getting excited about this chicken shit.
What are you going to make for Fastlane? Or are you even going to show up?
I said
oh, something. No, you before.
I sent something.
Huh?
You have to make
I don't
what
know.
I said.
When is it?
Was that like
is that it next weekend?
No.
Lasagna?
It's the weekend at, it, oh, no, it's not this. Yeah, it's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Make okay. that taco lasagna.
I think I might be able
make
to make
something,
that.
Make something, you schmuck.
Make me an edible clown.
There you go.
Oh.
Next
That's
up.
All I am.
Huh?
That's all I am to you. Your fucking personal
food
chef.
Clown. Yeah, own it. Let's go. Move on. Andrew, sorry, the food clown was talking.
That's
what's
get,
next?
A lot of people get love that way.
Ow!
You feed them.
That really hurt!
Next up, we've got Asuka versus Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. I was very excited to see this match.
Yes!
As was I.
I was like, finally a match I really want to see.
Yes!
Very excited.
Loving the build-up.
Hell yeah!
I didn't fast-forward anything. I watched the entrances.
Yes.
Mike Rome announcing both of them.
Yep.
And then the bell's about to ring. I'm like, we're about to start this. I can put the remote down for like 20 minutes. And then the music hits, and out walks Charlotte Flair. Like,
why?
Really?
Why seriously, are you there?
She has right. to be involved with
yeah, why?
This.
Why?
I can't just watch the two of them wrestle. We have to cut to Charlotte every few minutes.
Yeah.
In
clearly.
Her fucking one piece that she shouldn't be wearing.
Oh, right. Looks horrible. Looks like a man in a one piece.
I mean, that's basically it.
That's basically
is that it. A dick?
But
one
the match,
piece dick.
The match was really good. Io gave Asuka an armbar off the second rope. Io went for a springboard moonsault to the outside, but Asuka moved out of the way. Then Asuka gave Io a legit top rope superplex. They were both standing on the top rope. Then Asuka hit Io with a drop kick off the top rope. But Io does that.
Oh.
But Io
Asuka hit this sliding kick, but Io kicked out. Then Asuka sat on the top rope, but Io drop kicked her to the floor.
Mm.
Then Io went for a suicide dive sunset flip powerbomb. Didn't go as smooth as they hoped.
Right.
But they didn't completely botch it.
Yeah.
That was like the only thing that didn't really go perfect. Then Io hit a moonsault off the top rope to a standing Asuka on the floor. And Charlotte was like, but I do that.
She sure does.
Then Asuka got Io in the Asuka lock, but Bayley put Io's foot on the bottom rope. So Charlotte attacked Bayley.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, Charlotte cares who wins this match.
Right.
Yeah, why would she?
Heel Charlotte. Even when she's a babyface, she's a heel.
Right.
Charlotte is like Shawn Michaels. Even when Shawn Michaels was a babyface, like he acted like a heel.
You never knew when he was going to do something to somebody.
Yeah.
And this distracted Asuka, and then Io attacked Asuka from behind and then hit the moonsault off the top rope.
Done.
For the win.
Yes.
Really good match. Would have preferred to see Charlotte not be out there.
Just not exist.
Sure.
I mean, you know, this was pay-per-view worthy.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing now it's going to be a triple threat.
Yeah.
Asuka, who? Io, and Charlotte.
I think it should be Bayley.
Why? Maybe a fatal four-way with Bayley, cause some tension with Io. You know that's what they're building to. I mean, you would hope that...
They've been building that forever, though. Forever.
Well, Io just won the belt.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, forever. I would hope that it's like, you know, a long-term thing that they do at WrestleMania or something.
Sure.
Yeah, but they've been teasing Bayley and Io having a problem since she won the Money in the Bank.
Yeah, sure.
So.
But I mean, again, that's only been a couple months.
Was it May?
No. Like
June.
July.
June. Yeah, July.
Yeah. All right. So, fine. But that's, you know, that's what you do when you're in a stable. It's a long thing.
Yeah.
It's like a long
Batista,
time.
Batista, Randy, you know, Evolution.
Yeah, Judgment Day.
Early in the show, well, don't mention a shitty stable. Don't, that's a bad example.
Her business, you know?
Yeah, Judgment Day still together strong. Like, why haven't they broken up yet?
Earlier in the show, we watched highlights of The Rock beating up Austin Theory. So Theory comes out and starts screaming at Michael Cole.
You know, it's his fault.
And then referees start pointing. They just walk up. They're like, hey, hey! And Theory leaves.
Yep.
And then backstage, the Brawling Brutes make fun of Theory, but Grayson Waller backs up his friend, and Pierce makes the match official.
Oh, he can make this match official.
So yes. We go to the ring where there's a contract signing.
Right? What?
No.
No, you wish.
No.
Almost.
Almost?
They don't do that every match.
Almost? Omas? So the Brutes beat Theory and Waller's Bowerys. And then Ridge Holland had Theory in the Boston Crab, but Waller hit him with a rolling stunner.
What?
And then Theory won. Theory won with Daytown
Down.
Maybe the worst one he's ever done.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Wasn't great.
Next up, we have a really stupid video from Pretty Shitty.
Shitty Deadly.
Did not get this.
I didn't get it either.
Elton Prince.
Is that right, Eric?
Is that right?
Is it?
I'm guessing. You would know.
You knew it last week.
You fucking mark!
Elton Prince is trying to learn to walk again, even though the doctor says he only has a separated shoulder.
That's funny. Actually.
It's very Talladega Nights, you know?
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Sure.
But they're just terrible.
The other guy was help. The other guy.
Yeah.
The brunette.
Elton right. Prince and Prince Elton.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prince William.
Kip Sabian.
Kip Sabian.
Yeah. Kip Prince.
What's his name,
Aren't
Eric?
They brothers?
Eric, do your fucking job.
Kip God Wilson.
Damn it.
There you go.
You fucking mark!
The road to recovery.
He's like,
Kip
Wilson.
Then they say.
Oh, wait, you know it too?
Oh, I just heard it from you. Don't do it.
No! You fucking mark!
Fuck.
Yeah.
Now I'm a nerd like Eric.
Oh, fuck. I'm a mark?
Now I'm a nerd that knows everything like
Eric.
Right?
Yeah.
He hates it.
Yeah.
The best is like denying you're a mark, and then we have footage of all of us marking out when like a 5'6 guy won the NXT championship.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Why not?
Sure. Also, this segment has been brought to you by, you know.
Comedy bullshit!
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
There you go.
Yeah.
So after this segment, it says the road to recovery begins, meaning we're going to get more of these segments each and every week.
Oh. How
fuck.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. Shit. And this isn't like when Randy Orton first got injured and he came in with like a Randy news report. He's like,
my shoulder is at 15% mobility.
Right. Yeah.
That was great. I loved that.
Yeah. So finally, we have the contract signing for the non-title tag match at Fastlane. John Cena comes out first because he's like the fucking nerd that, you know, gets the class before everyone else. And he immediately signs the contract. He's also the kid that like is done with the test first. He's like, right. Teacher, I'm finished. What can I do now?
Can I bang the erasers?
Yeah. Just put your head down and go to sleep. So then Pierce introduces Styles, but he doesn't come out.
He's like the cool kid.
Uh-huh. They cut backstage to show Jimmy beating the shit out of AJ. And then Solo jumps off like a tall platform to splash onto AJ, although they didn't show it.
To splash onto fireworks.
Yeah, they used the Thunderdome technology to not show Solo.
Sure.
And then 30 seconds later, a bunch of sparks fly.
Yeah.
And then we see what happened, and AJ Styles went through a table.
Uh-huh.
Sparks flying from a table?
It was one of those new mechanical
tables.
Wait,
hold on. One second. Oh my God, whoa!
Yeah, it was a
table. I really hope you add that in post.
It was a table of fireworks. You didn't know that.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, fireworks okay. table.
Gotcha. And fragile electronics.
Yeah.
Very fragile. Then Cena runs up as Pierce is yelling, medical! Medical! He's dead!
But another one of these, like, I'm jumping off screen.
Yeah.
Cop out bullshit.
That's why I said, that's why I said Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Thunderdome, right.
Remember they would do that they'd have a guy, someone would do an elbow drop off the top rope to the floor, but then they wouldn't show him land. It'd be like, oh, the barricade, bah.
Yeah, they did that with Ricochet a few times.
They did that a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
So after the break, we see Jason Jordan strapping Styles to a gurney as he's loaded into an ambulance. Like that, they have the fake EMTs, but it's Jason Jordan like, yep, there you go. I got you, AJ. There you go. Done. Like, he's strapping AJ.
Why would a WWE official be doing anything to a body in an emergency situation?
Also, Kurt Angle is watching at home like, oh, God, that AJ Styles is worth $12 million.
Yeah, of course.
And then Carl Anderson and Meechan are, like, getting into it. Meechan gets in the ambulance, and then Carl Anderson tells Cena, I've been telling him not to get involved in this bloodline stuff. And then Anderson gets in the ambulance and then he checks his phone and he's like, oh, I got paid this week. Cool.
Oh, Vince sent me my Venmo.
Paycheck says Vince just got paid.
Vince Venmoed me $50 for that line. No, he asked Cena, he goes, hey, how can I join the union? And they were like, what? Get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Vince just starts laughing.
And they're like, oh, that stable that Foley and The Rock tried to start back in the 90s?
Yeah. So then we have Jimmy, Solo, and Heyman coming out to the ring, and Solo tosses out the table and chairs. Heyman announces that Cena no longer has a tag partner for Fastlane as the crowd boos them out of the arena. They got massive heat for this. And then Jimmy grabs the mic from Heyman and says, look what happens when you mess with the bloodline. And Heyman's like, well, you're not really part of,
wish line.
Would you chill it on the bloodline? You're my bloodline. So then Cena runs out and attacks them, but the numbers game catches up to him.
Numbers game.
Solo gives Cena the Samoan spike and Jimmy hits an Uso splash. The bad guy signed the contract. And then there was still like 3 minutes left in the show, so Jimmy hits another Uso splash. It was funny because Jimmy went to the turnbuckle 3 different times.
Mm-hmm.
And each time he would go, the first 2 times he went, there was a referee that ran up and yelled like, no, not yet. There's more time left.
Not yet. We still got 10 minutes.
And then he got down. He gets back up and the ref's like, no, not yet. Stall. And then so he's just like pandering to the crowd like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then eventually he hits the Uso splash and...
meh.
And who cares?
The show still ended like 3 minutes early.
Who cares? Who cares?
Right. We'll talk more about what happened there later in rumors.
Mm. Oh.
But Raw opens with Cody Rhodes. And Cody finally gets to talk about Jey Uso.
Oh.
He says Jey deserves a second chance. And he doesn't want Jey to sink. He wants him to swim. But he also said he had another reason why he wanted Jay on Raw, and that's because we're not in the third inning anymore, boys. Nothing?
Don't look at me.
No?
No.
Nothing? Eric? No? Wait a minute. Are you guys telling me that you didn't watch Paul Heyman's press conference after SummerSlam?
Nope.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Yeah, so then this makes no sense.
Wait, so how did you remembered something or you looked it up?
No, I remember at the time.
Third inning.
Was SummerSlam. Well, as you know, I'm always on Twitter, and I remember after SummerSlam, like, people were posting quotes of Heyman saying, like, the Bloodline storyline is only in the third inning.
Ugh.
And it was like, well, if he's going to break Bruno Sammartino's record,
yeah,
it is in the third inning.
Bottom of two.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that was Cody's little thing where, like, yeah, you had to know all that to understand the reference.
Right. It'd be one thing if SummerSlam was this past Saturday and that's where he gave that.
Right.
But, like, he gave this months ago.
And it's supposed to be this, you know, kayfabe thing, right? Because Paul Heyman, he did it.
Sure.
Like, you know, as himself
right.
at the press conference. Like, oh, yeah, this storyline's going to go for a while.
In front of all those reporters.
Fake reporters.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Cody called Judgment Day the most toxic faction in the history. And then Judgment Day comes out. It's like to call them anything in the history of wrestling is just absurd. Yeah. I've seen... The Bloodline is more toxic. Heyman, Roman is always abusing everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So the crowd boos Dominic, and Cody says, all of you are defending your championships tonight. What happens when mommy comes back and you're all empty-handed, and Dominic yells, you kick mommy's name out of your mouth!
Wait, where's mommy?
Yeah, where's mommy?
I don't know.
Oh.
Where'd she go?
Okay. Normally, they explain these things.
She took holiday at home. She went home.
I think she's been doing press in Australia or something.
That makes sense.
Does it?
But so was New Day. They were back.
Well, but she's from there, so I guess she gets to stay longer.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just keeping her off to sell the Nia Jax injuries more, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe.
So Judgment Day hops on the apron, but Jey Uso runs out to back Cody up.
Yep.
Then Judgment Day does some simple math, and they realize that they still have the numbers.
Yeah.
So they hop back on the apron.
Uh-huh.
But then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn run out, and Judgment Day hops back off the apron, and they start to leave. However, JD McDonagh walks out with a couple of chairs. So Balor, Dominic, and JD get in the ring, but Priest doesn't.
Like a dumb fuck.
Yes. Balor, Dominic, and JD get beat up. So when they're all done, then Priest gets in the ring by himself.
Right.
And gets beaten up by all four baby faces. Have you ever seen a dumber heel in your life?
No. Usually the heels are the smart ones.
Lashley, have you ever seen a dumber heel?
No.
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 Then backstage, Priest yelled and threatened JD McDonagh, even though it was all Priest's fault.
Correct.
For being a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go in the ring with my other three friends, and then they're all beaten up, and then I'm going to go in the ring.
By myself. Get the shit beat out of me. Hey!
You fucker! You fucked me!
We're trying to recruit everyone, but...
But JD.
JD.
But the one guy who's always helping us.
Fuck that guy.
I think he just hates Balor, so then he sees another guy. You know,
he sees another Balor.
He looks just like Balor.
He's like, this is getting out of hand. Now there's two of them.
He's like, he's not coming in. We have a quota on little cute guys. And you fill it, Finn.
Next up, we have
he does.
Bronson Reed versus Otis.
Oh, there's got to be buttons for this.
Most of this match was New Day?
I think we have one. It's slow.
Is that there's the no one? Do we still have that button?
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley?
No.
Change no to slow, though.
No, the Xavier Woods. Who wants to see this? Who wants
Xavier Woods? Yeah. No, it's Kofi.
Kofi, sorry.
No. Well, I don't think we have seen it yet. Again.
Oh, I meant who wants to see this match, period.
Period.
Nobody. Yeah.
Most of the match was just the two of them running into each other.
Yeah, like literally bouncing bellies and falling down.
Well, it was because
Weebles Wobble.
Big E was the producer of this match. Aww. He likes to see big, meaty men bumping knee.
That's true.
That's his quote.
It is.
Otis went for the Vader bomb, but Reed moved out of the way, and then Reed hit a running senton, and then the tsunami for the win.
Yeah.
The rumor here is that he's going to fight Omos next, but...
Who?
Wow.
Bronson?
Yeah. They're building him up for something, but... What is it? He says he wants championship gold, but...
Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Championship is up for grabs?
Maybe the greatest Royal Rumble title.
Was he ever NXT champion? He was, right? No, American.
Yeah.
North American.
North American.
Yeah.
Was he?
He was, actually. Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Are you sure, though?
You sure about that?
If they don't let Chad Gable... or Ciampa take the IC title, but they give it to this fuck?
No way.
Oh.
That would be terrible.
That might be the end of recapping Raw.
Not like
maybe.
This.
Next up, we go backstage where Becky Lynch is polishing her NXT Women's Championship when up walks Tegan Nox.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
Becky tells Tegan, when I made that open challenge last week, I had someone like you in mind. Kind of a funny joke because the rumors were that it was supposed to be Tegan Nox last week.
Right.
And they replaced her with Natalya.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Becky says, in fact, I saw you at the curtain. What happened? And Tegan says, well, Natalya was there too. And being the veteran she is, I let her step in front. And Becky says, you can't do that. You got to claim your worth. And Becky tells her that she's got a match at No Mercy this Saturday. But after that, she wants Tegan to be next in line.
Hmm.
Then after the break, Adam Pearce is on the phone with someone, and he's like, no, we still haven't finalized who's being traded to SmackDown. I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
We haven't finalized it.
And also...
all of the fans know, but I have no idea.
Once again...
why not just use the random superstar generator? They have that.
This is not how trades work.
No.
In sports.
No.
The Jets didn't get Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers were like, hey, we'll figure it out later what to give us.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not how it works.
It's
I trust you, handshake.
Right. You owe me, and I owe you.
And also, in this case, it's the WWE trading with the WWE.
Yes.
Hello?
So it's just Adam Pearce.
That's just the writers going, I don't know what to write.
That's Adam Pearce trading Adam Pearce.
Yeah.
The problem is Adam Pearce is in a fantasy football league, but no one likes him, so it's just him. And he manages all 10 teams, and then he trades with himself, and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, I don't know, I can't figure it out.
I mean, don't get me wrong, sometimes it's fun to trade with yourself, but you don't want to be doing it all the time.
What?
So then Tegan Nox asks Pearce if she could have a title match for the NXT Women's Championship, but then Natalya walks up and asks Pearce for a rematch against Becky.
Yeah.
And Tegan obviously tells Natty, like, you just had your chance and you lost. The two of them start yelling at each other, so Pearce makes a match between the two of them.
Oh, no.
With the winner getting a title match.
Oh, no.
Later in the show, they have the match with Becky on commentary. And this is why Michael Cole sucks, because Becky is cutting a promo on commentary.
Yeah.
And Michael Cole interrupts to react to an elbow from Natalya.
I've already beat all the veterans. I've already beat everybody at the top. We're forgetting that I used to be in that undercard. And if it wasn't anybody giving me a chance, if it wasn't for me taking a chance, then I wouldn't be where I am today. So I want to bring out the best in everybody. I want to
fuck. Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
Is he not even listening to her?
No.
Just an elbow. Just an elbow. And my holy fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you see that elbow?
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt the only interesting thing in this match, Becky talking, to let you know that something happened.
Oh my God. There's a cockroach on the floor next to me.
Right.
I'm definitely afraid of them.
Wayne's World 2, when they're being interviewed by Handsome Dan, is like,
Oh, wow. We could say anything.
Michael Cole, you're not the star.
No.
Becky Lynch is the star.
Yes.
When she's cutting a promo, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You don't have to react to an elbow strike that meant absolutely nothing in the match. Michael Cole!
Shut up, Michael!
Shut the fuck up, Michael.
Michael Cole must have gotten some amazing therapy, because anytime you'd try to talk when The Rock was around, The Rock would shut that shit down.
Right.
Right.
So he must have blocked that out. Not remember. Someone needs to remind him of that.
Yeah.
Tegan won with the world's shittiest wizard. It's sure. back.
Yep.
Remember that. Then we have Tommaso Ciampa versus Ludwig Kaiser. Ciampa hit Willow's bell, but Kaiser kicked out.
What?
Yeah.
I know.
What the F?
Then Ciampa rolled down his knee brace to set up for his DIY finisher. But Vinci hopped on the apron.
Mm-hmm.
Ciampa kneed Vinci, and then Kaiser kicked Ciampa, went for the pin, but the ref was checking on Vinci. You know, what? The guy not in the match?
Yeah, he was very concerned about him.
And then Kaiser got pissed, and he kicked Vinci out of the ring.
Yep.
And then Ciampa hit Kaiser with a jumping knee strike for the win. After the match, Ciampa yelled in the camera, "I want everything you have, Gunther. Sign the contract."
Where are people getting these fucking contracts from?
I know.
Are they just in Gorilla? Like, here, take one.
Yeah, no. He goes to the contract. He's like, "What? NDA, 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 NDA. Where did you put the contract?
Where's the IC title one?"
Right.
"These are the only relevant contracts. What are you talking about?" Right. Just right over these NDAs.
"These are the real ones. Oh, you wanted storyline contracts?"
Yeah. So they are having a contract signing next week, but they haven't said when the match is. So we'll see. Ciampa also cut an awesome promo on Raw Talk where they actually give him 3 minutes to cut a fucking promo.
Of course.
And he almost convinced me that he will actually beat Gunther.
Almost.
But then I hit the button on myself.
Yeah.
I can't see them letting a small guy be the one to dethrone Gunther if Gunther is going to, you know, go on to win the Royal Rumble.
But it's
in
not
January.
Even about that. Like, they haven't built Ciampa up enough to beat Gunther right now.
They right.
Only
right.
Chad Gable has been built
Chad
up.
Chad Gable, they gave a big storyline to.
Yeah. Like, right.
Multiple weeks and even, like, yeah, it was a long time. And
yeah.
Ciampa's just like, "I won. I get the match. Oh, I lost."
Shit.
I can even see, like, either a triple threat or a rematch where Chad gets it, then Ciampa beats Chad.
Maybe.
That would make sense.
Sure.
And that would be okay.
Unless they
but
just,
I mean,
like,
they don't want a small guy to beat Gunther, but they want a smaller guy to beat Gunther?
Yeah, but they've at least built it up. It makes sense now.
All right.
The only way to do it is, like, you know, Imperium seems like they're imploding, right?
Sure.
The two other guys hate each other.
Clearly, they don't want a job anymore.
They could have, you know, them right. be the reason.
What do they do if they leave Gunther?
Released.
They accidentally cost Gunther the title shot, and then Gunther kills them and
goes away.
And then
for
he's
a few months.
By himself and he wins the Royal Rumble.
As a face.
There you go. I like that.
I don't know about a face.
Yeah, no. He's going to be a monster heel.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
He gives Nakamura one more chance to accept his rematch.
Right.
And then in a pre-recorded video, Nakamura accepts Seth's challenge for Fastlane. And he makes it a last man standing match.
Joe, I beat you fair and square. Why will you not say yes to my rematch?
Because right. I kind of won.
It's not how wrestling works.
So Seth responds by saying, "My 100% makes me the best in the world."
No. No.
Best in the world?
No.
CM Punk?
No.
Okay.
You fucking mark!
Fair enough.
Correct.
There you go. Remember when Shane said, "Winning this tournament will make me the best in the world"?
And then he appeared in AEW.
Yeah.
He did. He had that gimmick for like 6 months where he would just come out and Eric's fucking cousin would be like, "The best in the world!"
Yeah.
Greg Hamilton.
Where's Fastlane?
Indianapolis.
Because
cars. Oh. But.
And no. Indianapolis is only a few hours from Chicago.
Where Survivor Series is taking place.
Wow.
This just in. CM Punk's mom lives in Indianapolis.
I don't think he has a good relationship with his mom.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. All right. I'm done with that.
I thought he that would have been the... he did the thing.
Oh, that's good.
Enough. If he's showing up, he's showing up in that Survivor Series for sure. Then we go backstage where Ricochet in crutches tells Jackie Redmond that he has unfinished business with Nakamura.
Nice. You broke your own rule.
Yeah. Next up, we have Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio for the NXT North American Championship.
Blow it up.
I mean, at least this was a good match.
Yes.
Dominic gave Lee a DDT on the apron. Lee hit a running drop kick to Dominic in the turnbuckle, which is very impressive. That drop kick was awesome.
I guess.
Then Lee jumped over the top rope to give Dom a Hurricane Rana from the apron to the floor. Then Lee hit a sit-down powerbomb, but Dominic kicked out. Lee went for his finisher, but Dominic threw him up, and Lee's balls landed on the top rope.
Yeah.
And then Dom hit the frog splash for the win. He hates his father so much that he does his finisher every match.
Who, Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hates Eddie?
Ray does it every match.
Every match.
Ray does the 619 and then a frog splash.
Bulaka bulaka.
Bulaka bukakia.
Bukakia.
Wow.
Man.
But no, it was a really good match. Dragon Lee could do some shit.
I know. There was just no buildup. Like, oh, these guys now.
Oh, you don't watch NXT. There's no buildup because they fired the guy that was supposed to get the title shot.
Right.
True.
Right.
Next up, Michael Cole interviews Nia Jax in the ring, and Nia has new shitty music, so she's not a monster anymore.
Bummer.
Yeah. Even though she still looks like a monster.
Pretty monster.
Nia calls herself the baddest human in all of WWE. And Jara was like, is that a human?
Jeez.
And she mentions all the women that she sat on recently. And then Zoe Stark walks out. She's like, you sat on me, bitch. I dare you to sit on me again. So they have a match, and Nia sits on Zoe for the win.
Just like she wanted.
Oh, my God.
She also gave Zoe a leg drop on the apron.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
That was happened. When that happened, was the person moved out of the way.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but all right.
Right. Which one was she talking about?
That's the question, Eric.
That's the $1 million
That's
question.
That's the one that's on only Josh Reese's mind.
Yeah.
Reese. Next up, we have Miz TV. His guest is Drew McIntyre. Miz praises Drew for not helping Jey Uso last week. And Drew says, karma's a bitch.
Yeah. Well.
And then Miz calls Drew the Batman of WWE and Cody the Superman of WWE. Yeah.
Stupid.
And that was the right number of stupids.
Right. Then the New Day comes out and Kofi calls Drew a coward and Xavier Woods says Drew has a small, limp dick.
I, sir, disagree. I've seen it hit the top rope. How many times have I seen your dick hit the top rope, Woods?
Yeah, zero.
Zero times.
Well, you have seen his dick, though.
Yes.
That's true.
We have seen it.
I mean, Andrew's...
Up and close.
Andrew hasn't seen it. He refused to watch those videos.
No, I would never watch anything that.
Together.
Yeah.
So Drew says, I didn't see you guys come out and help Jay last week. Mm-hmm. Miz kept trying to answer for Drew, and Drew kept yelling, shut up, Miz, and eventually gave him a headbutt.
That was a nice headbutt.
Sure. A Glasgow kiss.
Shut up, Miz.
Sorry. Yeah. So we have Drew versus Kofi, and Drew was more vicious than usual.
It was
nice. As he gave Kofi a reverse Alabama slam on the apron.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
Alabama slammer.
Then Ivar of the Viking Raiders ran out and laid out Woods, and this distracted Kofi, and he ate a claymore for it.
Mm.
After the match, Drew left as Ivar beat up Kofi, and he gave Kofi a moonsault off the top rope.
Yep.
So Drew keeps on leaning heel.
Leaning.
It's only a matter of time until he fully turns.
He's Scottish leaning.
Scottish psychopath.
Yes.
Absolutely. Have a little program with Seth Rollins before Mania.
I want to see it.
I mean, even if you make it him versus Rollins at Mania instead of Gunther, I'd be fine with that. As long as it's super heel Drew.
Right.
Right.
Scottish psychopath is back. That'd be nice.
Yes.
Backstage, Chad Gable is trying to make Otis feel better 2 hours after his loss to Bronson Reed.
He's still pissed.
2 hours of and Gable's like, it's okay, man. This is stuff that they do all the time where it's just like,
the timing's
2 hours
not
later?
There.
Yeah, right.
And then Ludwig Kaiser walks up talking shit, but Gable's like, you just lost your match. dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And Gable tells Kaiser to tell Gunther that he's going to take the Intercontinental Championship from him.
Triple threat, I guess, right?
Oh, okay.
Two guys gunning for it.
Gunning. And then Bronson Reed shows... No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Finally, for the main event, we have Kevin Owens and Sammy versus Finn Balor and Damian Priest for the Undisputed Tag Titles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They finally get their rematch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Owens gave Balor like a flipping Samoan drop off the second rope.
That was cool.
That was pretty awesome.
Yep.
And then Dominic kept interfering, so Jay ran out and attacked him. Then JD McDonagh attacked Jay. Then Cody Rhodes ran out and attacked JD McDonagh and Dominic. And officials ran out to separate everyone outside the ring.
Ruh-roh.
KO hit Balor with a... Don't worry, it's almost ever, Eric.
Yeah, I know.
I just
feel like I've seen this main event, you know...
Every week?
Yes.
Well, there's a more specific number.
22!
Wow. In the past 2 weeks, couple months. Times. Yeah.
KO hit Balor with a stunner, but Priest threw him out of the ring. And then Sammy hit Priest with a haluva kick. But then JD hit Sammy with one of the tag belts. And Priest put his arm over Sammy retain.
Is he still not worthy, you fucking bitch?
After the match, Cody and Jay ran back out and everyone brawled to end the show.
Yeah.
Literally, whatever. Like, Owens hit Dominic with a stunner and then they just cut away.
Right. Right. And I'm sitting there watching like, okay, when is Regal coming out?
I know,
it's
right?
It's got to be here.
Everyone figures that it's going to be Regal War Games, but
now.
Just because it's, you know, 4-on-4 doesn't mean it has to be War Games. It could just be a Survivor Series match.
It could be blood and
guts. If they do a traditional Survivor Series match, we have to survive.
Yeah.
If I let you.
So fucking great.
If I let you.
Survive.
I mean, obviously, it would be better if it's War Games.
Survive.
But,
if I can reach you.
But we'll see. We'll see if it's War Games.
We'll see. Oh, if it's War Games?
We'll see.
All right, Andrew. We'll see if it's War Games.
War Games. All right, let's give some awards.
All right.
Give some awards.
Yeah, let's get some awards. What do we got?
Who did you have for worst dress?
Oh, my God. Worst dress for me was Bronson Reed.
All right.
God, he looks like an idiot.
I had the Street Profits.
I had Charlotte Flair.
Yep.
Best dressed?
I had Bailey.
Best dressed?
Yeah,
Bailey. Best dressed.
Right? Okay, all right. I had Maxine. His skin's like butter.
Like butter.
I had Io Sky.
Okay.
I like that Io. Some Io Sky.
You sure do.
Yeah. Worst acting?
I had Lashley.
Lashley was good. I had Theory in his little temper tantrum.
Okay. Oh, God. Dominic.
Dominic Mysterios.
Best acting?
How they say it.
I had Seth.
Yeah. Sure.
I guess Cena.
Okay. Or Seth.
Right. I'll go Cena. Yeah. Worst comment?
I think it was Elton Prince at the end of their like little promo thing. It's like, that was beautiful, but you're on my hair. Like, okay.
Yep. When the Judgment Day.
Oh, wow.
That's Andrew's.
That was mine.
Play that little right from right there again.
Uh huh.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like Becky's like, I want to fuck that little.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he interrupted.
Yeah. When the Judgment Day had 4-on-4 finally and JD McDonagh had the two chairs, I think Barrett was like, two chairs makes it 6-on-4.
Oh, right.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
No? How does that math work?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, tell me what that mouth do.
Yeah.
Mary Barrett.
Please, enlighten me.
Oh.
Enlighten it. Yeah. Best comment?
Bottom right.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Who are you?
Nothing? Nobody?
No, there was a lot of contenders for worst.
Yeah, really. Seriously.
I mean, Cena saying I've got a phenomenal partner.
No.
Yeah. But then it didn't get paid off and it led to a lot of dumb bullshit.
We'll go with that. Phenomenal.
Worst match?
Nia versus Stark.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah.
I just had Dawkins and Ford versus Rey and Santos because of how fucking confusing it was and how they cheated, but then they didn't like it and then everything, and then they still lost. It's like, what is happening?
Super slow mo.
Otis versus Reese.
Yeah, yep. For best sure. match.
EO Asuka.
Yes.
Yes.
Worst move?
Solo splash on the fireworks.
Yes, onto no one.
Absolutely.
Sweep it.
Agreed. Best move?
Drew's Alabama Slam.
I'll go with that, sure.
I had the flipping Samoan drop.
There. Worst moment?
Pretty shitty.
Pretty shitty.
Ooh.
Shitty deadly.
Shitty deadly.
Pretty shitty.
Party shitty. What was it?
Party pussy.
Party pussy. Yeah.
those are the girls.
I know.
We're missing party pussy. Yeah. When are we going to see that party pussy?
Yeah. And hey, where was
Hey, guys. I heard, did you guys order a party pussy? We absolutely did.
We
100% did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best moment?
Drew teasing his heel turn.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
You actually had something interesting.
Yeah.
I had a who are you?
I'll go who are you?
Nothing. Okay. Good.
Yeah. All right, that's all for awards. Now it's time for breaking news. So obviously there's been a lot of WWE releases.
Yeah.
We covered them on the bonus Patreon podcast. So go check that out at patreon.com/what's wrong. Patreon.com/what's wrong with wrestling. I mean, the plug's the most important part.
Come on.
You don't talk over the fucking plug.
Oh, wow.
We also talked about TKO trying to force Vince McMahon out.
Yeah.
So that's all on that bonus podcast.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Also, Friday Night SmackDown will be returning to the USA Network in October of next year as part of a 5-year deal between TKO and NBC Universal.
Yeah.
The deal is worth $1.4 billion.
No, it's not.
Which averages ridiculous. To $287 million
Why
per year.
Why would anyone pay that much for a shit show with shit ratings? What do they get in return?
I mean, SmackDown has better ratings than Raw.
Doesn't matter, though. Like, are they making that money back, Andrew?
Well, Fox didn't.
No.
So, I don't know.
Right.
And it's interesting because SmackDown's going to get far less ratings going to USA, going to cable again.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially being on Friday.
Yeah. TKO's stock price dropped 14% after the announcement. They were expecting $300 million per year. Or at least Wall Street was expecting a bigger deal.
Yeah.
It's funny because they're paying more than Fox was paying.
I don't get stocks anymore. It doesn't make
sense. Yeah. Also, the Hollywood Reporter says this means the end of Raw and NXT on USA.
Wow. Right. Where are they going? Predictions, Andrew.
Well, there's MTV. Rumors that like Amazon Prime.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Would want it.
Disney Plus. ESPN.
ESPN.
Then all the women wrestlers become Disney princesses.
ESPN's like, we're dropping Monday Night Football. But right. Hold on, wait a second. Monday Night Raw.
Boom.
Mic drop.
Are you ready?
No.
No, Vince. Shut the fuck up.
Right. I think you sent out a tweet. It's like, whoever takes Raw, please want a 2-hour show.
Yeah. I'm hoping all these shows, you know, are only 2 hours.
Yeah.
Hopefully SmackDown will only be 2 hours and wherever Raw and NXT, you know, wherever Raw goes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. USA.
Drop an hour, please.
Could you imagine if they tried to do SmackDown 3 without a champion?
Oh, God. Please, no.
Yeah.
Also, ESPN reported that Jade Cargill has signed a multi-year contract with WWE.
Way to go, ESPN, to break that.
Yeah.
They knew first.
Are they tapping the phone lines at corporate?
WWE was like, we what?
Right.
Yeah.
They pulled a Riddick Moss.
So that was rumored for a while.
She's not even good, though. I mean, she's hot. But like,
she looks amazing.
Oh, she looks like a million bucks.
But that's why you go to WWE, where they teach you how to wrestle.
I know.
If she can learn how to wrestle, she'll be amazing.
They posted photos of her today, like working in the performance center.
What was she before AEW though?
Nothing.
But she wasn't a big star in AEW.
Was she even an indie wrestler?
60-0. She was a big star for their show.
Yes,
sure.
You know. She had the Goldberg look. Streak going.
Right.
Yeah, she has a look. She has an amazing look. She looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
If they could teach her to wrestle and she could learn, then
and they might she'll make their be million huge. Back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I've got for news.
Hopefully they'll bring Britt Baker.
Well, sure.
Well, we'll see.
Her and Adam. Package.
On to rumors.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So before SmackDown last Friday, Fightful reported that LA Knight was going to have a big segment on the show. Then halfway through the show, they reported that the segment was canceled. Mm. Then, once AJ Styles was attacked, they reported that the LA Knight segment was back on because he's going to be Cena's partner. And then when LA Knight failed to appear, they reported that he got COVID.
What?
What?
What do you mean he failed to appear? Like he left? He went home?
Well, he wasn't on the show, I mean.
Oh.
So this is a strategy that Dirt Sheets do all the time as a failsafe. They go, hey, LA Knight's going to be on the show tonight. And then halfway, they're like, wait, it didn't happen. Well, you know, plans change. And then, oh, no, actually, wait, hold on. Oh.
Hold it?
Yep, we just heard he's going to be on the show after all. Oh, he wasn't on the show? Oh, well, he got COVID.
COVID. Just throw COVID on it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, Roman Reigns, I have a source. One sec, let me check Twitter. Yep, Roman Reigns is going to be losing the Universal Championship at Survivor Series.
Really?
Yeah. But if he doesn't, because plans change.
COVID.
Oh.
So either way, I'm right.
Yeah. Right.
Either way, I'm right.
Hey, right.
Roman Reigns is either going to win or lose at Survivor Series.
I just want to tell you.
Genius.
You're smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well done. Fucking time.
Well done, Dirt Sheets. So dirty.
Like, it's way more impressive when we predict something that happens with no sources than these fucking idiots reporting the something and then the complete opposite.
That's what we should do from now on. We should, like, Andrew predicts something, the major that's going to happen. I'll predict the opposite, and then we can be like, we called it.
Yeah.
But we have to say that we have sources.
We have three.
Like, well, I have a source that Roman Reigns is going to win a Survivor Series, and then Joe's like, "Well, no, my source says that he's going to that he's going to win, you know." And then it's like, "We'll see what happens."
I'll be the source.
Looks like my Eric's the source.
You'll be my source.
Yeah,
I'll be Andrew's source.
Yeah,
Andrew will be your source.
There you go.
Yeah.
So yeah,
who's your source? Source? Oh, I thought you said sauce.
Yes. I put buffalo.
He also wasn't
barbecue for me.
He also wasn't at a house show that weekend. So the COVID thing could be legit, but it's just funny how they report four different things.
Yeah.
He was supposed to have a huge segment.
Yeah.
There's no way if he originally was supposed to be with Cena in this match that he would just not be in the match because of COVID. So, no.
Well, I mean, yeah, AJ's in a gurney, so I imagine LA Knight will be Cena's partner at Fastlane.
Yeah.
You know?
Two weeks, he can't recover from one splash.
And then LA Knight and Cena they'll win, but then they'll have an argument and they'll fight at Saudi Mania.
Sure.
Saudi Mania is before Survivor Series, right? I believe.
I don't know.
It's like early November.
Is it really?
Well, they haven't officially announced it yet, but that's when it is.
They always announce it like a week before.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be in Saudi next week. See you there.
Hey, 10 a.m. Fuck you.
Right. Hey, I prefer that.
It's funny. They haven't said that. They keep mentioning Elimination Chamber, but they haven't been like, it's on at 4 a.m., dickheads.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck.
Also, Fightful says Johnny Gargano.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was spotted.
Oh.
At home with his daughter.
Shut the fuck up.
Man, that Fightful.
They said every time.
Gargano was spotted at WWE headquarters.
Yeah. You know, this is funny.
Signing his release.
Yeah. This is funny.
He walked out with pink papers.
WWEcareers.com.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
WWEcareers.com has delisted a janitor position at corporate.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Interesting.
Hey, a job.
It's crazy because the janitor gets medical. Yeah. So that's
right. Gargano's like, I'm still in the business.
Gargano's like, yeah, I just wanted insurance. We have a daughter now. It's important.
My mentor told me just be in the building. Just be in the building, right. And I am.
Any other rumors?
Oh, my God.
No.
All right, then. It's trivia time.
It is. We're not going to do the Vince, Hunter and Stephanie rumor that the internet invented.
There's rumors that Hunter and Stephanie have divorced or at least split. Yeah. If they aren't together, they'll probably just split and just do what Vince and Linda did, where they never actually got divorced.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Right. But yeah, apparently someone saw like Stephanie without a wedding ring somewhere, but it's like, where was she anywhere recently? We haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Who cares?
Okay.
Oh yeah, because they never come off.
Yeah. All right, so trivia. This one's interesting. It's probably going to be hard. When was the last time Roman Reigns defended his title, any of his titles, on television outside of pay-per-view?
On TV.
Yeah, SmackDown or Raw. Or main event.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this current reign.
Yes.
He's defended it on SmackDown? Or on SmackDown or Raw?
Yes.
It's probably like Thunderdome era, right? So like 2020.
It's not that far back now.
No.
No.
Was it the Xavier Woods match?
No.
No.
I don't remember when that was.
So it was on SmackDown though. We can say
it was on SmackDown. Yep.
He defended.
I don't remember why he defended his title.
Nakamura.
Nope.
Uh huh. Eric, your input is welcome.
I'm thinking.
That's the problem.
I can give you the date and you guess the wrestler, or I can give you the wrestler and you guess the date.
No, give me the date.
The date was June of 22 on SmackDown.
Wait, June of what?
22!
There you go.
Wait, of when?
Get
June?
2022? Yeah.
All right.
2022!
It really does sound like that. Who did he defend his title against? This random person.
Random person.
So he was already the double champ by then.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember why this guy got a title shot, but I do remember it happening.
Corbin?
No.
What?
He never.
He's a fucking heel.
What?
I don't know.
He is not a current employee or contractor.
Dolph Ziggler?
No.
Edge. It was Edge.
Close. Close.
It was Edge?
No. Ziggler was close because
wasn't Bobby Roode.
He was recently released.
Riddle.
I couldn't think of Riddle's name.
Because they beat up Randy.
Right.
Randy.
And then they used that for Randy's gone. I'm gonna get Randy.
A title.
Yeah. Sorry, Randy. I got fired. Randy.
Vengeance for Randy.
But still a year for the fucking double champ. A year goes by without defending it on Raw or SmackDown.
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
I mean, that's rare anyway.
I mean.
Yeah, but even they've always. Come on.
He's defended it many times this year?
Two!
Two?
Yeah.
Is it two? Because it was in a tag match, right?
No.
Three.
Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, and SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's it.
What else is there?
Strip him!
Maybe Saudi?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, he'll defend it. Yeah, at Saudi, he'll probably defend it. Or one more time, though, this year. That's it, I'm sure.
No more.
No less.
All right, fan questions. Grayson Lanning, thoughts on Drew McIntyre's Big D?
Oh.
I mean, it's big.
We did bring it up. We know it's big.
Oh, yeah.
Kimbo, are you guys looking forward to Matteo Enigma wrestling in AEW?
Matteo.
Oh. Matteo Enigma.
Matt Riddle.
Is that his real name?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, Riddle. Right.
There you go.
Edward Enigma.
Yeah.
Back to work, Enigma.
Someone.
Right.
I think.
Back to work, Edward.
Someone had commented this on our Facebook group. They called Jade Cargill Emerald Truck Lung.
What the fuck?
Thank you, Corey DeSalza.
They also recently, like, WWE registered, like, some, like, it's like Jada Parker or something. They're like, though, that might be Jade Cargill's name if,
oh,
Jada,
yeah,
if they Parker. Change it. But I don't know. It was something weird like that.
My God, it's Jada Parker.
I hope they just keep her name.
My God.
Right.
Todd Fricker, in your opinion, who's the greatest intercontinental champion of all time? Well, we did a bracket for that.
We did.
So go watch the bracket.
Watch it. Right.
It's on Patreon. And you're on Patreon, so you can watch it.
Yeah.
Dylan, how long before other AEW stars start making the move like Jade Cargill? Also, thoughts on how long it'll take Cargill to get better in the performance center? I don't know. A few months?
6 months minimum.
Sure.
6 months minimum.
But how long before other stars? I mean, as soon as they can.
Does she go to main roster or NXT?
I mean, they announce it as if at this... As this big signing,
right?
That's a lot of money to put on NXT.
I mean, they announced Gable Steveson as a big signing, and he's on NXT.
Well, that's because he literally can't. Like, he really can't.
He tries.
I would hope she starts on NXT, but we'll see.
Right.
I would guess not.
Minimum.
Minimum.
Donnie, you have any idea how much the stock dropped?
Mm-hmm. 20%?
Minimum.
Rizzler, it's obvious McDonough has a massive head, but did you see how big that thing was when Priest pressed his forehead against McDonough's? It was like an orange pressed against a watermelon.
What the fuck?
Ouch. Chris Chubb, there seems to be a lot of demand for an Ask JR Anything podcast.
Yes.
As a trial, would you do a one-off and ask JR questions for the end of the show? Calm down, freaks. It's a show about my feet and my friend's wife's pussy.
You know,
Jesus.
That could be good, like a conspiracy segment. Yeah. Ask JR Anything.
Oh, I mean,
because we could all chime in on it, technically.
Yeah.
That's good.
Aaron Rodgers, Achilles. Why couldn't Zach Wilson be part of the cuts? Just end the suffering.
Like WWE cuts?
Yes.
Like, how bad is Boyle in practice that he can't even get in the game?
That's not what it is.
How bad?
I keep
bad?
Telling you that's not what it is. It's not what it is at all.
Okay, so why does Woody... love him so much. He's like Vince on
probably
Roman.
He has a hard on for him. Yeah.
All right.
All right. See?
Say less.
Mark Carver, Pushfire Barry, Triple H, and Sean running AEW.
Okay.
Vince and Tony Khan running WWE. And Paul, Eric, and Jim running Impact. So Heyman, Bischoff, and Cornette running Impact. I don't care about Impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, I mean,
SmackDown one, and then I mean the AEW one.
I mean, Vince Sean, and Tony Khan together running WWE would be the biggest shit show,
yeah,
of all time.
So Hunter and Sean running AEW would be
like you wouldn't want to watch, but you couldn't look away.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to watch. Yeah. You'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'd still bury it, but yeah.
Fosse, how come when Butch snaps opponents' fingers, they recover so quickly? It takes weeks for broken fingers to heal.
Maybe he's just popping their knuckles.
So dumb.
That's it. He's just doing.
That's relieving.
Yeah. Mohit, who finished the story first? Cody winning the WWE title, JD McDonough joining Judgment Day, or AEW dorks stop crying on Twitter? Well, that's never gonna
happen. No, I think JD joins now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it's that.
They might have a ceremony for him.
Right.
Yeah, where Rhea puts the strap on. And then it's a live sex celebration. Dashing Dan,
Pushfire. The title for a second.
Yeah.
Pushfire bury these iconic WrestleMania moments. Seth cashes in. Austin's face turn versus Brett. And Edge spears Jeff Hardy from the ladder. I mean, my God. These are all amazing.
Push the cash in.
You fucking Mark.
Which cash in? Was it Seth?
Seth. Yeah.
Oh, that's, come on. How do you not?
Bury the face turn. Fire the spear.
One of the best spots ever.
Fire the spear. I'd go bopposite on those two.
Bopposite.
Bopposite.
Easy.
Arguably. Bang. I was excited to
which one. We just froze.
Look on your face like, what did I do?
It's kind of excited that I got it.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't talk.
Luis Torres, y'all know how Ciampa was looking for Johnny. What if Ciampa was looking for the old Johnny Gargano all along to become DIY? For example, Ciampa is getting beat up. Out comes Johnny with his old theme music. After they're done cleaning house, Ciampa looks at him and says, "There you are."
Hit it.
I mean, hit, yeah, sure.
You fucking Mark!
Yeah.
Nia jacks off Michael Cole.
All right, you got to start hitting that music for when you read some of these questions.
I know. JD McDonough looks like a slightly grown-up Hornswoggle.
He does?
Kind of.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah, sure.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
What the fuck?
I'm going to SmackDown this Friday in Sacramento. Last time WWE came here, Vince, Shane, Triple H, and Stephanie all came out saying they were going to listen to the fans. What should we expect this time? Not that. That was the 2018 apology.
Yeah.
Where they all came out and Vince was like, apologize! He made all of his children apologize.
He made the fans apologize.
It's all on him, and he made them apologize.
Yeah.
Well, now that Triple H, Stephanie, and Shane have all apologized, I guess it's my turn to say you're welcome.
Yeah.
For right. making them apologize.
And by apology,
excuse me, I'm going to script to rewrite.
And by apologizing, they blamed Corbin.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's Corbin's fault. That's Everybody right. knows it.
Okay. Oh, my God. How stupid.
Wow.
Jalen Silva just watched the 2001 SmackDown review, and if you watch Batman 89 and watch how Michael Keaton has to turn his entire body just to look to the left,
oh yeah,
this That's is exactly how Kurt Angle currently lives day to day. Joe's impression had me in tears. Love you guys.
Had me too.
It's great.
Dropping something.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I got it.
Call 911.
I got it. I got hold my hand.
Hold my hand, damn it. Like he has a life alert. Sir, did you fall and you can't get up? No, my pencil fall and I can't get it up.
Get it up, if you know what I mean.
My pencil fall. I mean, yeah, come on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, PCJ, could Jesse the Mind give me his opinions on the interesting timing of The Rock showing up on SmackDown shortly after he and Oprah were called out on their bullshit People's Fund of Maui scam?
The Human Fund.
Yeah, you know, I just covered this on my podcast. You know, they were asking for people to pay the insurance on their land. Mm. They want you to put out the fires because you know why?
Why?
They own all the land right next to the fires. So now now they're going to own it. This is true. That's not even a conspiracy. This is the true story.
Wow, you nailed it, Jesse.
Wow.
Finally, one of my conspiracies was right.
Axe, push
9/11
fire.
Was an inside job.
Yes, exactly. Push Fire Barry international styled matches you would like to see more of. We got Mexico, Eddie versus Rey, Japan, Io versus Asuka, Europe, Gunther versus Dragunov.
I mean, we've seen all of these.
This feels racist. I'm not going to answer. What do you mean, like push which one you want to see again?
No, like more Matt, like more like you know, that Mexicans kind of style. Versus each other.
Mexican, I guess, is what I would push.
Japanese. Yeah. More Japanese wrestlers.
Feels like a loaded
or Gunther. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ryorgy Porgy, what wrestler wrestled a match for another wrestler to win the U.S. title and had to give it to the other wrestler even though he won on an episode of SmackDown in the mid-2000s?
I'm out.
You're not supposed to read it.
Oh, well.
Kurt Angle.
No.
What wrestler? I didn't get it.
Did you know it? Did you actually know it?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
A wrestler won a title.
Can you say that you knew
and then
it?
Gave it to another wrestler? Is that what it said?
Yeah.
You knew the answer, though, right?
No. Yeah.
You knew it?
You fucking mark!
What's the answer?
It was Randy Orton who won the title for King Booker.
Booker!
Doesn't seem like a Randy Orton thing.
Why?
Right.
Right.
I feel like he lied. Tony Khan, thanks, guys. I started creating a TBD dictionary a few months ago, and I am at 22 bullshit words or phrases that Josh has stated.
Oh.
How many do you want before I send it over? You can send it over now.
Send it.
Hopefully with the audio clips.
Right. Should it be TB Dictionary?
TB yes. Dictionary.
Yeah.
And then we can
Tiny
just-
Baby Dick.
We can just play generic. This music and
read
just,
them.
Just play an audio, you know, of all everything he said to start right. the segment.
This might be the greatest event in our wrestling in our podcast history.
It's not my fault I have a beautiful hair of head.
Ooh.
Bill Capri, Push Fire Barry, Mike Skills, Dominic Mysterio, Bobby Lashley.
Oh, fire that. I don't care who's
and
next.
And Veer.
Okay, fire Veer. No, fire Lashley. Because he gets Mike.
No,
time
no, no, no,
sucks.
No.
I mean,
push
Veer,
Dominic
dude.
Out of all these.
I mean, you have to.
And Barry Veer? Barry Lashley, fire Veer, push Dom, I guess.
Veer's the worst, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows how to stop me because I can't stop
coming.
I can't stop, he said. Yeah.
Can't stop coming.
Nope. Can't stop coming. Andy Piccone, I'm a high school history teacher, and my students keep asking why I smile every time I talk about Amendment 22. Thanks, guys.
Good. You're welcome.
That's good.
Mick Lockyer, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the likelihood of these things happening in the future? Edge and Christian win the AEW tag titles.
2. 3.
Okay, 2.5. Andrew, want to change it?
2.
Okay.
Punk gets inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
8.
A 7. I'll go 7.
Okay.
And then Aaron Rodgers leads the Jets to the playoff.
Like someday?
like next year.
Negative 3.
I don't know.
6.
Sure. The old Kanye.
Just the pain in his voice.
Anybody remember Roman Reigns?
Bottom right.
Who are you?
Thank you.
Jonathan Smith. Street Profits are supposed to be heels, but they still have red solo cups flying from the stage. That's some real heelish stuff right there. Shaking my head. Also, LA Knight didn't get COVID. COVID got LA Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jesus. Boney Khan, not a question, but I was sitting right by the bed at Mania 19 for the Miller Lite Catfight Girls with Tori and Stacy softcore porno.
Oh.
Was 11 and pretty sure hard.
Wow.
Nice.
Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
How old was I? What year was that? Like 04?
What did we just hit? 38 WrestleMania? So it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
20 years ago? Yeah, so I was 17.
Let me see the Miller Lite girls.
I guess 16.
What's 17 plus 5? I was just curious.
I don't know. I have no idea.
22!
Oh.
Next question.
Uncle Saudi, I think it's smart of WWE to officially announce Jade is coming rather than a surprise debut. Would have been cool for us fucking marks, but majority of the crowd doesn't know who she is.
That's
now
true.
She feels like a bigger deal than hoping the crowd reacted like she is. I mean, the people in that go to these shows would know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
The marks are the ones that go to the
people
shows.
People in NXT will know. Like, who go to NXT would know.
This isn't a get excited when they hit her music type of person for me.
Right.
It's just not.
Especially because it won't be the same music. You'd have to, like, put flash the name, and it couldn't be a different name.
Right.
Sure.
You know?
No, they do that Saraya, although I guess that's her real name, but, like, they do that sometimes. You just wait till you
get there. Yeah, but AEW marks know who Saraya is.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, guys. Dr. Coctopus.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Would any wrestler, team, or faction realistically get you to watch NXT again? Can't be MJF.
DIY. Bobby Roode.
Because we know the writing is bad.
But is it? Yeah, it's the same.
So if DIY
show.
Goes back to win the NXT titles, you'd watch it?
Maybe.
Beat those shitty guys that they have right now?
Yeah.
Who are the champs?
Pretty shitty.
NXT?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay, if they reform DX, there you go. There's your answer.
What? Who?
Any
Gargano and Champ?
Like X-Pac and Road Dogg.
Oh, definitely not watching.
Just kidding.
Just X-Pac and Road Dogg. Donald Alexander, Bronson Reed was said to be 6 feet tall and Otis 5'10" at the beginning of the match. The lady seemed to be taller than both of them.
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
They said Bronson was 6 feet tall?
That's according to him. Yeah, I guess. I didn't pay attention to that. That's funny. But that is all for fan questions, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling.
Yep.
Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. But if you want the Thanks, Guys t-shirt, go to bonfire.com/ Thanks, Guys. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. AEW recaps, pay-per-views, classic episodes, brackets, all that good shit.
All of it.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
And we'll see you there.
I love you. What does LA Knight do? That?
No, one's the shocker, and then it's...
One's the...
The hole.
The gotcha.
Fucks the hole.
He just does
this. Fuck.
Like two holes?
Like it's like this, look.
Ha!
Like that. He just fucks.
One's the shocker, one's the glocker.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.